on the loose. Buck doesn't know if he'll ever firefight again. But Bobby and Athena are officially married, y'all. Let's talk all things 911 season finale.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What's up, y'all? I be forgetting about this new song. Come on. If he catching me.
No Forever 21 vibes.
Right. How y'all doing?
Amazing. How are you doing?
Are y'all excited?
No.
I'm sad.
Yeah, because this is the season finale. You're right. What's up, y'all? You are watching 911 Season 2, Episode 18. This episode was entitled The Life We Choose. And it was also the season finale. So we're going to be bringing you everything from Freddie the Bomber Boy, Buck and Allie, Chim and Maddie, Eddie and his parental issue, our Queen Bassett segment. But before we get into all of that, I want y'all to know I'm Portia Carter. For those of you who are just joining us on this season finale, y'all didn't know me before, I'm Portia Carter, and I cannot do this alone. I am joined by my two double R's, the infamous and amazing Ricky and Rochelle.
Yeah.
What's up, y'all?
It's like the Rough Riders.
Okay, double R's, what's up? All right, top of the show thoughts, what's up?
Great episode. Sad to see the season over, but this show.
Love your accent.
Thank
I'm sorry.
You.
Go ahead.
Thank you. This show. This show has come very far for me, like especially. I didn't like it in the beginning, but I see that this show as it's progressed. Mm-hmm. All the characters have developed. They have such depth, and the storylines are meaningful, as you could tell in this last episode. It made me cry.
Yeah.
You know I was balling.
Waterworks were out for her.
I was back there eating my pistachios, just getting it together. So I have to have a fresh face. But yes, what you call it? I just didn't like the beauty of influencer. That's the only problem that I just got to get off the bat. Mamacita went to Belize and just represented us so bad.
Oh, I already know. I was going to shout you out with the Belize thing.
Listen,
come on, let them know where you're from. Let them know.
You done know I'm from Belize. You already know Central America, but I'm gonna need her not to be popping out worms. Girl, what is she doing? What happened?
They said they got worms in Belize.
Okay. They're not gonna represent us like that. Dang, she could at least come back with some 1-2 juice and rice and beans, chicken and salad. At least, I mean, damn. She got it doing live and not. The folks ain't going to come out there. But besides that, it was such an emotional roller coaster and I loved it.
I just want y'all to know I ain't going to Belize, okay? Look.
I will not touch down in Belize ever.
You know what? But I'm going to be back, family, so you know how to let your girl send me a plane ticket.
What's the signature dish? Signature dish there?
Belizean, the main thing is, like, we call it 1-2-3, which is rice and beans, chicken, and salad. Which is stewed chicken, rice and bean mixed together. If you ever had Jamaican food, like how they have, like, rice and peas, we call it rice and beans. And we have our stewed chicken and then potato salad.
I love a Jamaican beef patty.
Wow. Yeah, I was just kidding, because Rochelle, when she go back to Belize with the fam, she gonna take me with her. What's up, y'all?
Mm-hmm. She gonna be riding my luggage.
Cousin Pete! What's up, cousin? You invite me to the family cookout, because that's what we doing. Speaking of family cookout, a lot of people's houses was cooking tonight, okay? Because we had a fire bomber on the loose. Lil Freddie, okay, if y'all remember on the Bobby Begins, which I said it was going to be called that, the Bobby Begins episode, when they go back in time and they talk about his little situation he had in Minnesota, once he had his first day of being LAFD, he had this, you know, save where a guy committed arson and blew up his restaurant. This was 3 years ago. But, you know, they had to testify in court. They had to go through this whole thing. So in the trial, everybody who assisted putting this guy in jail, putting the Gilmore, the father in jail, was a target for Freddie the Bomber. If y'all don't remember Freddie was the little boy, the Gilmer's son, who was upset with Bobby. Like, you supposed to have saved him. Yeah, you told us everything was going to be okay. And lo and behold, his daddy went to jail. So his daddy was supposed to serve a 6-year sentence. He did not serve all 6 years. He only served 3 because in jail, he caught cancer. I'm saying caught like it's a catch thing. He got cancer and he died, y'all. So ain't no more jail. Freddie out for the kill. He bombing up everybody on the list. Okay. Let's talk about it.
Typical.
Ricky! Ricky.
Please elaborate.
Ricky, I'm not about to play with you.
I want to play, though. Elaborate.
She said, I want to play, though.
It's just so typical that it's like, come on, you're going to stop blowing up people. It's just so juvenile. It's like,
yeah.
I get it. You're hurt. You don't have your father anymore. This is coming from someone who doesn't have a father either, but you don't. That's not the right choice. That's not going to help solve anything. And I get it. I just feel like the mom should have been there. Mm. I blame the mother, too.
She was mad with him. She was okay with it. She like, you go ahead and do this.
Okay? Yeah. It's like, what the hell?
They put her in an interrogation room. She said, I don't care. Y'all gave my husband a death sentence. Yeah, granted, y'all gave him a sentence, but it was the jail who killed him. If my boy out there doing what he doing, so and what? I ain't telling y'all his whereabouts. That's what y'all get. Ha ha.
Right.
And I'm just like, well, dang.
All I can say is that Bobby was so brave.
That's what you meant,
Bobby,
right?
I did. Thank you.
I knew that. Are we here?
I'm just thinking about Bobby Brown in my head. I'm sorry. But he was so brave to, you know, go ahead and step out. And I just love that, you know, he took accountability.
I'm so sorry.
But, I mean, like, that's what really had me crying is the fact that it was just like, you have a good 100% chance that you're going to die. This guy got bombs all over him and he still took accountability and not, you know, punked out, because I probably would have stayed behind the truck like, you know, that's suicidal. You know what I'm saying? You're going out there, he's reaching out, he's calling out for you. Freddie is saying, you know, come out. I want the chief. And he comes out and I think that was really brave of him. But like he said, it was just like everybody was doing their job, you know? Like, it's not like anybody personally went out to go and hurt your father and give him cancer. Like, it wasn't a
personal
purpose
thing.
Everybody was just doing their job. And I thought that was really necessary, but I mean, I'm happy how it ended.
What are you thinking, though? Like, you blowing yourself up and everyone else, what's that going to solve?
He just wants some way to vent.
Yeah, and just like Bobby said, he said, we understand you was dealt a bad hand with your whole daddy situation, but at the end of the day, you stopped being a victim when you left that first bomb.
Yeah.
Because you didn't leave just one bomb.
Yeah.
You went down everybody who was a part of the whole trial. You killed a judge. You killed a judge. You setting the dang on jury houses on fire. Like, he had a bomb in front of Queen Athena. You got me messed up.
I was like, really?
No, that's not what we doing. You bomb a Queen Athena house and I'm coming for your neck,
not the queen, and thank God Papa was home, because that little boy was like, I was on, like,
because Harry would have got burnt up.
He would have probably died.
He would have been crispy.
Yeah,
like, I'm so, no, that's not
there,
okay.
You go laughing at people burnt up.
I'm not laughing. I just had a flashback of some funny stuff I said before. Anyway, so let's move on. So we see how, before we get to the actual, you know, piecing two and two together, when they finally found out who he was, everybody was calling dispatch thinking that they had bombers at their crib. Every package, they were suspicious about it. Every delivery man, they putting their dogs out on them, going to go get them. Like, it's a delivery man. He leaving a mysterious package. We got a little girl with a backpack.
With the tuna.
Who don't like tuna. Didn't say nothing. Didn't claim it or nothing.
They going to just blow her homework right
up. Blow her homework
up. I guess I got to go home now. I can't go to school anymore.
She wasn't even tripping. Like, I don't like tuna. Am I going to get arrested? You should.
You should.
They should put her beyond scared or whatever that show is called. They should. Because that was just a waste of money.
But, right. How did y'all feel about all of the false accusations?
I mean, it's so typical for...
Ricky is just like, this is just
this
nonsense.
Is just, this but is it's just, very typical.
It was real typical for him.
There was some parts of this episode was very, very typical. But you have to understand, it's like, this is why the news... When something emergency is about to happen, they want to be very careful of before what they say.
Because
they know the majority of people are going to freak out over...
Yeah. That's what I don't
What
tell
the hell
nothing.
Is that smell? I don't know. It's the air.
Yeah.
Like...
Yeah. I thought that was pretty important that they show that. When I thought about it, I was like, "Ooh, let me be smart before I call 911." That's how I call 911. But
you just drop
it. You know, I thought about that. I was just like, "Oh, he has a last name. It like that's a funny last name. It's a foreign last name. You're gonna call on him, the mail carrier?
Freaking racist!"
Right? It was just like it really. I thought that was really dope that they brought that to light to see the type of calls that they really get. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about the bomb threats we used to have in school too. Like I was like, "Ooh."
Yeah, we used to have bomb threats
all the time.
Yeah, I never had a bomb threat.
Good. That's so good. For you to say that's everything amazing. Typical.
Right, for you to say everything typical. Because we had plenty bomb... First of all, like, Detroit is not too far away from New York. So, granted, when 9/11 happened, it was literally, like, crazy for us, too, because, like, they... erupting us out of school. They like we had to go in the hallways and put our heads down once the planes start coming in. Like when the planes start coming in New York, because we in Detroit, like we Midwest, but we still close enough to the East Coast. The only thing separating us from New York is Lake Erie. Okay. So it's like at any right given there. Moment, it could be right there on us. Yeah. And so it was a whole thing because we got, you know, like Lake Erie, then Canada, then New York over there. It is just like a lot of things. So we didn't know what to expect. And they had all of us who was like in school. They had us in the hallways, like up under the lockers with our heads down. And literally parents, they calling kids out one by one, like, your mama here, come outside, your mama here. And we had to like rush home, like take cover and stuff because we didn't know if a plane was about to come our way too. And so then after that, like years after that, we would be just getting bomb threats all the time, but the bomb threats was going to New York, but we were still taking cover too because we too close. So I know that life. That was crazy.
We were just people was trying to get out of Texas, so they used to fake call, but nothing that deep. I'm glad you're okay. I'm glad you're okay.
And it had, and granted, we wasn't in the area, but 9/11 affected us too. But that joke was crazy because school was never the same. Like everybody was always scared about, you know, some crazy stuff happening like that. Okay. So imagine how they felt in New York.
Yeah, of course.
Wow. Yeah,
crazy.
Man, it's terrible.
But I was about to say, just with Freddie, how do you guys think he feels now? You know, like you injured and hurt so many people. Do you think that he feels like, you feel like he's okay now? Like as in like, okay, I think I did enough. It's justifiable. Or you like think he might come back in season 3? Yeah.
I think he's done. Of course he's done. You first of all, you had your little 2 seconds of fame. No, good night.
Yeah.
But I think you know, Bobby put some things into perspective for him. Like, yeah, you got dealt a bad hand, but you could have just you could have, you know, wrote a book about your issue and made some money. You could have started a business with that. You know what I'm saying? If your mama crying about y'all losing everything, like, you tell your story on a platform, like the beauty influencer. You get on somebody live and be like, you know, this what happened to me. Gain the audience. Yeah. Like, build, grow some stuff. Like, start a GoFundMe. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, really take your situation and make it into something that you can build revenue from. Because that's what people are doing these days. Like, marketing your trauma into something profitable. And that's what you could have did. But instead, you went and bombed people up. And I think Bobby, you know, put two and two together for him when he went out there. And he was just like, nah, you going through all of this. And now you want your mama to see you die because you wrapped up in these bombs. And that was the only way Bobby was able to snap him back into reality. Because they allowed his mama to walk up too. So as he see his mommy, Bobby got him. Like, uh-uh. Here we go. Wow. Like, at any given moment, this bomb could go off and we could be out of here. But Bobby had enough strength to tackle dude. Like, he was so brave. I loved it.
Or you could do the old traditional way and just seek therapy and go to a psychologist or a psychiatrist.
This is why we love Ricky.
I mean,
because he's typical.
We like, let's make some money. You feel me?
You don't even have to go through all that.
I'm talking about getting the bag. And he's talking about, and I'm going to go to therapy.
And he's talking about spending the bag. Unless you have good insurance.
Okay. I do have good insurance.
See? Yeah, you're right. But anyway, so Freddie, with his last bombing, was the fire truck, thinking that he was going to find Captain Nash. But obviously, he found Captain Han, which is Chim. And he wasn't going for Captain Han. He like, But lo and behold, he, you know, see Buck and he like, you're new. But this truck is on Buck's legs. And it has crushed him to pieces. And it was just like, every time they lifted up, we seen how smashed his leg was.
Oh my God.
And it was just so hard because I know Buck is, you know, feeling it. Maddie watching, she crying. It was just a lot. But when all of those people
so hard.
When all of the civilians and the people that was watching, when they ran to the truck, to everybody hands on deck, picking up the truck off of Buck's leg, I cried.
I mean, how can't you not cry? If you didn't cry, then you have no soul or a heart.
You know, right. I got soul and heart.
The waterworks.
You about to cry now, just thinking about it.
It was so good. And I just felt so, I just thought about for a second too, like, God forbid if I was to see my sister like that on TV, like, I don't know what I would do, you know? Like, it's just like seeing your sibling like that or anyone that you love.
Or just seeing anyone. Well.
Yeah,
that too.
Seeing a complete stranger stuck underneath the fire, or just any, like a car or a fire just truck
bleeding out
and can't move.
Yeah,
but it was just so cool to see.
It was
see.
Liberating to see all of those people care how right. we would care.
You exactly, know? Yeah. Which just goes to show you, we're not in this world all by ourselves.
Okay,
facts, preach, Ricky.
We need some. Each other. People need people.
Yeah.
No one could do it alone. Even the greatest of all time to. The lowest of all time. However you want to see that. We all need each other. People need people.
Yeah.
That was a great message.
Yeah. We need community. That.
We need each other.
Girl, you felt it.
And we also need to send him an offering plate. He taking up offering.
Can we just take a second?
Or his Cash App. That's
that was back. A word. Okay.
Can we just take
word.
A second for... Let's just take a moment for Buck.
Yeah.
Let's hope he's a speedy
he
recovery. And in season 3...
Season 3, speedy recovery for Buck. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
There we
amen.
Go.
There we go.
Buck got it going.
Just don't cry.
You know.
You all right?
Okay.
Okay, before we get into any more waterworks about Buck's situation, we're going to let y'all know how we don't want y'all to make us cry no more, because you could join us.
Yes, yes. So, hey, you guys, before we move on to more crying topics, we just want to say thank you guys so much for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. For us to continue to grow, we need you guys to help. So if you're on YouTube right now, hit that thumbs up button and subscribe. And if you're on iTunes, please give us 5 stars rating. But no matter where you are, leave us a comment so you can get involved in our conversation. Being a part of AfterBuzz TV has meant so much to me and my friends over here. And
yes.
We truly appreciate you guys supporting us to do it. Honestly, what we truly love. Don't forget to tell your friends and keep enjoying our shows.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tell your friends to tell your friends to tell their friends.
And
then we can all be friends.
All right, come on.
Hey.
When I let you I thought he was about to hit us with that date dog.
I thought he
it
was
ain't no
too.
Fun.
Okay.
I kind of like you, Ricky. I'm still got
wait,
it.
You kind of like me?
I love you, man. I love you.
We love you, Ricky. We love
but
you.
Speaking
we love
of
you.
The graphics, too, that I just want to add, that race car driver.
What a,
oh, my gosh. Yeah. That was
moment.
A lot.
That was a gory moment.
That was a... That was...
I didn't expect that. Shout out to their budget. From season 1, episode 1... I don't know how they do it.
Fox has a lot of money.
They have to cut from the earthquakes to the roller coasters to just the
fire.
I mean,
but think about it. Ryan Murphy, he's a very reliable creator.
Yeah.
People going to pay for something he create.
I hear you.
I'm going... If somebody with a creative mind can put some stuff together, I'm going to get him a check to make it happen, okay?
He has a successful creative
but what
mind.
Kind of check are they using for 911? What y'all think it... What's that budget like?
Per episode?
It gotta be in like 9 figures.
I say it's like $3 million an episode.
Really?
$3 million an episode.
Yeah.
Think about it. But that's what? That's
like,
18 episodes. Like I said, that's in the hundreds of millions.
Yeah.
That's like with 9 digits.
Cast,
I mean,
crew,
I'm talking about 9.
And like, and everything.
Because wow. It's just so well, like...
Yeah,
well, unless they trick us all and it's all CGI.
If they do, man.
Oh, then I can't. I don't.
You know
I wouldn't think that. But anyway, so let's
get
into
he wants to search.
Let's get into this Buck and Allie thing. So you know, Allie was just a date from before our hiatus. And granted, Buck and Eddie
mm-hmm.
did save her life in the earthquake. But, you know, she comes and she's, you know, doing this house shopping with him because he about to find him a new place to live and blase, blase. And then she gets all up in his business when he comes back and she like, oh, so you going to go back out there? You going to go be a firefighter
like
again?
I didn't appreciate that at all.
Yeah, because who are you to try to make some decisions? But it's like, granted, I didn't like the fact that Buck blew up at her because I'm just like.
Why not?
Because he was just a little too angry. They could have talked about it as adults. He looked at like a hurt little boy. Talking about, you ain't going to take my dreams from me. Okay, but I'm not going to go in on Buck like that. But yeah, because I love
him.
We
team Buck. We team Buck. I don't know about this Allie girl, though.
We team Buck. But Allie, she has some nerve. You came out of nowhere talking about some, you going to do this again. Excuse me?
Yeah, that's.
I didn't appreciate that. That's what I was telling him. I was just like, I don't appreciate that for the fact that he is in a great place to be in depression. You know, you're hurt. Like, I don't know if you... I mean, I believe we were talking about this, like, 2 episodes ago. You said that one time you couldn't walk. And I know one time when we were talking about wheelchairs, 3 episodes ago. And I remember the moment that I fell down some stairs. And I was in a wheelchair. And the moment I was okay, I got in the car and I drove myself to the hospital. But the moment I couldn't get out the car, that's when I broke down because I was handicapped. Like, I literally couldn't use my legs, and that was the worst feeling ever.
Yeah.
So it's just like, and that was just a sprain. So I couldn't imagine someone who, like, his whole thing is crushed. He has to do surgery again, you know? And it's like, for you to come out of nowhere, and he doesn't even know if he will be able to be a firefighter. And for the fact that she's going to sit there and tell him, oh, like, give him an ultimatum. I'm not sure. It's okay, baby. I'm just not sure if I'm ready for that. Like, girl, you can go. Like, you might as well go because I don't have time for no wishy-washy. I'm sure they're in their 30s plus. Don't nobody have time for that. What are you talking about? Like,
no time.
At all.
Well, Rochelle has said it all. Everything that I had on my mind to say about little Allie and what she had going on, Rochelle done said it for me.
By little Allie, because he going to find him a baddie that's going to take care of him.
Okay.
Call me.
So, just to touch back.
I'm excited because he got numbers.
You got the statistics.
Not the exact facts, but I'm just going to give you an idea. So I pulled up a bill for The Blacklist, and for one episode on season 9.
Season 9 or episode 9? Oh, this is for another show.
We've only had 2 seasons.
Mm-hmm. So then, per episode is $4,288,000 per episode.
Wow, what a blessing.
I told y'all.
All I need is one episode. I'm good for life.
I told y'all it's in the hundreds of millions.
That is insane.
I'm so happy that we answered those questions just in case any of our, you know, fans wanted to know that. The cast
was $512,000 for one episode.
And 500 of that went to Athena.
Okay. 500 of that went to Queen Bastet. Okay. Because y'all ain't shortchanging the queen.
Man.
Okay.
Maybe you want to take some acting classes.
Hey, look. Plug me in.
I'm getting right into that.
Plug me in. Anyway,
if y'all see us on extras, y'all know what's up. we pushing up firefighters.
I'm not about to play with you. We would have been right there pushing up that truck.
You know we would
have. Off Buck Leg, okay? Yeah. Look, tag me in. I got some strong arms. What's up?
I would have had a little towel wiping him down while you did that. Okay. I would have made my little 2,000.
So we got Buck with his little situation, you know, his little situationship with, you know, little girl coming on. But then we got Chim and Maddie to rekindle some stuff. What's up?
I'm so happy about that.
What's
really?
Yeah.
Why?
Why? Because it was something that needed to happen. It was something that was meant to happen. I never thought that they were never not going to get back. I think I actually said it when they split up. I said that it's a good thing that they need to separate for a second, get their lives situated, and then come back together. And this episode, life brought them back together.
Life brought them back together in This Life We Choose, which was the name of the episode. Come on.
It's a full circle.
Wow.
Full circle. Look at full circle. Y'all. Look,
and not only did they have a full circle moment with their rekindling of something, Hen and Karen are doing baby talk.
So
Karen is now a stay-at-home mom. She's working from home because remember, y'all, she lost her job at the beginning coming back from the hiatus. She lost her job, and so now they're talking about having a baby together because Denny, the baby that they have now, that was her ex-wife, past relationship's baby. But Karen, you know, Karen decided to take him in with them, and that's how that happened. And so now Karen is like, hey, look, we need a little something. Like, I'm ready. She said, I'm a woman that's getting up in age. I'm ready to pop something out. Stop. And so they having baby talk.
So do you think that she's going to actually be pregnant? Or is she just going to, are they going to adopt a baby?
She probably going to go and get pregnant.
She
want to have a baby.
Yeah.
She don't mention her age for no reason.
Yeah.
How old is she?
I don't know. But she said,
Yeah.
No. You're right, though.
Not like that.
No.
But I'm about to say.
I'm sorry. I just have a little giggles. I'm sorry.
Because, I mean, I'm just saying because the 80s babies this year, they hit the 30s.
Yeah.
So they look like they could be anywhere from 80s to 70s babies. So, you know, 30s plus.
Definitely 70s babies.
Yeah. No and, shade, no tea. What? No. I can't
be like, man, look, 30s. Because look, they ain't aging. Y'all know Black Don't Crack?
Hello.
Amen.
Hello. Okay. But yeah, so they having that and Hen is with it. She like, you know what? You and Denny, y'all are the things that make my world go round. And she was like, it wouldn't hurt to have some old little feet stomping around the house. Okay.
They got the funds.
Look, bougie. And Rochelle voice.
But do they have the funds though? Like, firefighters don't really make much money, and now that her mom...
But Karen is working from home now. She got her own business. She booming. That's why she's talking about it.
Because he got facts. They don't make a lot of money?
Firefighters?
Yeah, I need to know this.
So they risk their lives and don't get paid nothing?
They do not, no. They do not make
as... They need to all quit.
Maybe six figures.
Hold on,
after,
no.
Like...
Don't quit, y'all. I'm sorry.
Eight years. Like, for a long... Like, a cop in New York City... After, I think, 6 years, maybe we'll break $100,000.
That's crazy.
So, LA average, actually, for trainees is about $51,000 starting off. And then starting salary.
$51,000? That's a receptionist salary.
And then pretty much from, like, starting, LA firefighters earn from a range from, like, about $53,000 to about $74,000 per year.
Okay, come through with the facts.
See?
Thanks, Josh. Shout out to Josh, yes. Who is the best engineer and producer ever. I love him. With my whole heart. He's so amazing. Thank you for those facts. Oh, yeah. My gosh.
Okay. I felt like he was a first responder. Well, facts is, it's not.
Okay. They make 50,000. Right. Shout out to Josh again. But look, y'all. I'm not with that.
That's not fair.
They risk their lives every single day to get 53.
I think that's how much you make at Hulu.
Y'all, excuse me?
Yeah.
Right. But you can make that sit at the reception desk. Hello. Tag me in.
Like, I'll do that.
Okay. I'm saying, like, no, that's not okay.
But you know
what?
But if that's your passion, though, because it's something for everybody, if that's your passion, helping people and doing that kind of shebang.
You want to know something? That's crazy, because I was just talking to my best friend about that today. I said, I love hosting so much, I'll do it for free for the rest of my life.
You know what somebody did, like, back in my younger days? They told me, like, they tried to push me away from that. They was just like, it's no money in the hosting business. But I was like, it makes me happy. So
it makes me happy. Like, I love doing this so much. Yeah. I will do it for free for the rest of my life. I just said, Lord, if I'm going to do this, if I'm going to live out my purpose and, you know, exercise this gift, I just need you to take care of me. Make sure my rent paid, my bills paid, because especially if I got to do it for free.
And
okay?
You eat too.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Food in my belly.
So we just going to manifest that, Lord, you hear it.
Clothes
that we
on
love
my back.
Hosting, but we are excited for the financial. Increase.
Yeah, and the financial increase. Come on.
And you never take a job because of the money. You never chase the money.
Ricky is on it today. Let's give him some snaps. I don't know if the claps is too loud for the mic.
I'm sorry for the claps, y'all. Forgive me, please.
I think he means it's all good.
Okay, cool. But
you just never chase the money because you're never going to be happy.
Satisfied.
I know plenty of people
That was something that, you know...
Seriously.
What? Like, you know people who what?
I have a friend who's a billionaire. His parents are a billionaire. They own private jets and all that stuff.
They're not happy?
I mean, not as happy as we are. Not having as much money as them.
Money can't buy you happiness.
No, it really can't. Hence why you don't chase the money.
Yeah.
Most of the friends that I do know that is living lavish lifestyles is... Yeah, they're not
happy.
Not at all.
Yeah, and
it's
you
because
know
you're
what?
Like kind of the loneliness because you don't know who's using you.
Yeah, and the thing with that is more money, more problems.
Biggie
so
Small said
okay?
it best. More money, more problems.
He's on with the rapping, the motivational speaking, the finale.
Let's go.
Is just so much.
He just blew me away. Ricky, you
choose the life
he
I
had
live.
The Nate Dogg.
I choose a life I live. Look at that. Ooh, wow, just tying it all in together.
Come on, more snaps. More snaps for Ricky. More snaps.
We're making the best of this last episode in our 9 minutes.
We're going out with a bang.
Not a bomb, though.
Amen. Let me tell y'all who else went out with a bang on tonight because he got a promotion. Eddie is no longer a probationary firefighter. Homeboy done got moved up and got his shield. Welcome, Eddie.
He a top flight mother security guard. Don't you ever forget it.
We top flight security in the world, Craig.
Not just the city, but the world, Craig.
He was.
Man. Ricky, why do you know all these black movies?
Because I am part black.
Come on. Give me some. This is crazy. I love it. So we lit up in here tonight, okay? Let me tell you who ain't lit. Let me tell you who ain't lit. Eddie's parents, because they got us messed up. Yeah. So we all know he done lost his wife. They come back. They come in town for the funeral. They having a little barbecue. His daddy throwing shade at the dead woman. Only is his daddy throwing shade, his parents want him to move back to Texas.
Mm. Side note. I was asking him, you seen the grandma? Is that Benny from George Lopez show?
Me no know.
How are y'all not watching George Lopez show? That's the best show on earth.
I used to watch it when I was little, but I don't know.
Oh, it's so good.
How do y'all feel about his parents wanting him to move back to Texas?
I mean, it's cool. I mean, I think that's awesome for the fact that, yes, he's a single dad working a high-risk job. He may or may not make it home. So it makes sense to be with your family.
Good night. They was taking too many shots.
But the disrespect. Not okay. Oh, she left you again, bros.
And then they acting like he there by
himself. That was unnecessary.
They acting like he there by himself. His abuelo was like, we right here. What you mean? Yeah. He ain't with family.
Yeah.
This boy got family.
Yeah.
Like, who y'all think y'all are? Trying to recruit him back to the, my exes live in Texas team. Okay, let's move on. Anyway, let's just get into our queen bastard moment, okay? All hell to the queen, y'all. All hell to the queen. So the queen bastard, she had the thing with the thing with the thing.
Nah, don't do all of that, because what's up with her dress?
Okay, hold on. Before we get to the dress, we gotta paint the picture, okay? So in this episode, the queen was somebody who, once again, she always figuring out what's up. You can't push nothing past her. But the queen, you know, helped the investigation, piecing two and two together on who was the bomber, what was going down, and why he was mad. Because she just that amazing. She has so much wisdom. But not only did she help with that situation, she had to help her family understand something. She had to let Harry know, like, when I marry Bobby, it ain't no I'm marrying Bobby. We marrying Bobby. This is a family effort, okay? Because Harry was like, I'm not with y'all having a wedding because I ain't trying to put on no tux. And then, you know, the queen was like, you know what? You ain't got to wear a tux, but you got to walk me down the aisle. She was like, when we walk down that aisle, we walk it down as a family, okay? Because we welcoming him into our family. And then I love how Bobby was there with his woman, too, but having her back. He like, Harry, if you need some more time, we ain't got to do this right now. Like, she was so considerate of her children to the fact that if they not with it, she not marrying this man.
Yeah.
No matter how much love they got, if the kid's a little shaky, she going to be a little shaky.
I
just love her motherhood. First of all, it was Mother's Day yesterday, so shout out to the queen for being a mother just that great, you know,
and all the other mothers out there.
Happy belated Mother's Day. She said all the mothers who don't know y'all mothers yet. I'm not about to play. So look, when you find out, when you take the pregnancy test,
Happy Mother's Day.
And tweet Rochelle. Say thank you.
Take a Rochelle. Picture. I told you first.
Say thank you, Roach baby.
Hello.
Okay. But I want to read something that the queen said at the end of the episode. They let her have, you know how at every end of, well, they haven't been doing it in these past couple of episodes, but usually every end of episode, somebody ends out with a quote. And this is what the queen said. She said, an emergency is the absence of choice. The randomness of the world is which robs us of our safety and our illusions. She said, but in those moments of fear, we call out the people we love. We get to make that choice back. We choose friendship. We choose family. We choose hope. And not only that, we choose joy. She said, we choose to live. So when the ground shifts beneath our feet and when the storm rages around us, all these people that we choose provide shelter and comfort. And then that's how we save each other.
Mm, perfect.
I was like, oh, hail to the queen.
Right. Mm.
Storybook ending.
She ain't even... Shout out to Queen Bassett, y'all. But she ain't even have to do us like that, you know? But for that last Queen Bassett moment, she went out with a bang. And I don't even know if I mentioned it, but for y'all who don't know, Queen Bassett is when we talk all things Athena, played by Angela Bassett. But yeah, so... She really did her thing with that. Like, she let us know, like, this is the life we choose. So we know that sometimes it's going to be rocky. We know that sometimes storms are going to rage. But not only do the storm rage, we hold our ground in the midst of it. And we hold our ground through love. We choose our family. We choose our friendships. We choose to have joy in any situation. So, yes, Buck may be going through some stuff with his leg. But lo and behold, he with the team, he supporting his his friend, his coworker getting a promotion. Yes, Eddie may be going through some stuff with his parents, you know, wanted him to move back. But his son, the very person that they scared of and fear for his life, is the one presenting him with his helmet to stay at the team at the LAFD. Like, yes, me and Bobby may be going through some stuff, but at the end of the day, this man still wants to marry me and he loved me. And ain't no tomorrow, today, let's do it.
I just love that she was a ride or die with that. You know, some people can be, you know, when it comes to weddings, you see more Brazilas than more patient people. Yeah. And I love the fact that it was like, let's not be all about, that's not what a wedding is about. I mean, to some people it is, but to me, I think it's definitely about the love of your life. You know, that's
sure.
Yeah. Many people are not blessed with that. So the fact that you have that, it's just like, it's not
let's just
for
do
the
it.
World. It's for the people who's involved in that household. Let's just do it. And I thought that was really awesome that they did that.
Hey, yeah. LA girls, take notes. Queen Bassa could teach you a few things.
Hello. Come on. Shout out to the queen. Okay. All hail to the queen. Y'all heard Ricky. He said take notes. What you take talking about?
He said all y'all LA girls.
He said LA girls. He said take notes and he live in LA and he's single. What's up? Tell him y'all what you talking about. Tell him what you talking about.
The show's not long enough. But I do want to touch one pretty cool thing about Buck and Eddie.
Okay.
How Buck came to support Eddie.
Yeah.
Their friendships from day one. Cause
good fact.
Buck was jealous.
Hazing him. He was hazing him when he first came.
He was jealous. He's like, who's this new person stepping on my turf? I'm the good looking guy. Yeah. Here's another one. So to see that they've both evolved and have become friends.
Yeah, they tight.
That's freaking awesome.
He got his back like chiropractic.
I thought you said chiropractic. But just getting back on us not liking Allie, it's like, you shouldn't even be out here.
It ain't
you
that
shouldn't
I
be
don't
there.
Like her.
It's okay. I'm going to take it.
Go ahead.
Just because, you know, I'm not messing with her character. But shout out to you getting that job on our 4 million point, you know, episode.
How much did you make?
Her or me?
I was speaking of her.
Oh, yeah. It's light as DMs. But the fact that she was not even supportive of that, you know, I thought that was really awesome that he did do that. That's a fun fact that I didn't even think about. So shout out to you, Ricky. But all she had to do was help sew up the pants. And she over there ripping it. Like, what's the problem, Becky? Like, why are you tripping? Like, you shouldn't even be on your feet. Like,
what is
just
it, Becky?
Take him.
That was Maddie.
Oh, it was? My bad.
No, it's okay. It's nothing wrong with that because Maddie wasn't against it like how Allie was expressing that she was against him going back to work. Maddie was just like, I think you need to take some time. No, I'm lying. Because Maddie did hit him with the slick inside. Like, it's most stuff you can do in the world.
Mm. She did?
And Buck, yeah, she did.
Why
did
Buck was him?
Like, and Buck was like, I want to be a firefighter, okay? That's what I came out here for. That's
You're
what
so
I'm going
right.
to do.
You're so right.
It's they just love him and they care for him and I don't think that they're
Devil
coming
advocate.
From a I don't think that they're coming from a place of look, if somebody is saying to you, please consider this, I don't think it's a good idea, I want to be with you, I'll take that as okay, I'll take it with consideration.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take it as, you know, they care about me. They want me to be here. They don't want me to put myself into danger.
Right.
But on top of that, if you're going to be with me, you have to support me in whatever decision I like make.
Yeah.
So I get the two sides of it. If I loved, like if my mother was a firefighter and she just got hurt, I wouldn't want her to go back.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Right.
Right. Right.
I mean,
okay, perspective.
All right, that was a good perspective.
Ricky just on one today. He got his smart
I get it. I get it. But that's what he want to do with his life. So if that leg heal up,
yes.
If that leg heal up to capacity, he get that next surgery. And you know, he might got to sit out for a couple months. But if that leg heal up to where he can run and walk and pick up stuff, tag him back in. Put him
and
in a game,
if he wants
coach.
To be back in, yeah, of course. Yeah.
Put
yeah.
him in a game. Yep. Look, I mean, Bobby got his job back. What's up?
But yep. You know what
Captain
it is
Nash
all about.
Is back.
It's all about perspective, definitely, because if I was his girl, I would be hot and I don't want you out there. But coming from a fan or coming from somebody from the outside in, I think you should live life to your fullest, you know?
Absolutely.
Because I'm thinking about his mental space. If he, like, that's just... This is his whole life. We already know that from season mm-hmm. one, he was so pressed, you know? Like, come on, y'all, you know that. Yeah. You know, this is all I got. Like, don't when... Bobby was going to like not allow him to be yeah. working there anymore. Like, you know how much it means to him. But
yeah.
It's all about perspective. So that's why we got different hostess.
Yeah. And let me tell y'all, for the last thing we're going to talk about, I need to give y'all my perspective on this dress. Y'all do not be putting the queen and no white dress with no black bra showing all the black straps. That was not okay.
That was tacky.
Wardrobe, y'all need to get that together, because when she said I got a dress for this wedding, I am so happy that Queen Athena and Bobby Nash are finally married. Woo! Let's just give it up to them, because they finally married. But y'all ain't have to do her like that for that wedding dress.
Yeah, it was kind of messed up.
It
was a little tacky. It's like she had her undershirt still on.
It was a little tacky. But look, what's up, y'all? They married.
They are.
They married. So we're going to see some love and marriage in next season. What?
Question. What's up? Does she take his last name or not in season 3?
She's a writer. I feel like is she going to be
Miss Nash or stay with her
Officer
last
Nash?
Name?
Oh, yeah. You're so right.
Is she going to take it? They never showed that.
I mean, what do they call her now? They call her Athena.
Right.
They
do call
her Athena, but they always buzz
her. Are they
going
to maybe
officer.
Introduce her next season as to show
Officer
that she took
Nash.
His
yeah.
last name?
For sure. Officer Nash, Captain Nash. Who the first two at the scene? Officer Nash, Captain Nash. What's That's up?
Me. All right.
Team Nash, we in this
Team
thing.
Nash,
first
we in the building.
911. Okay? Look, shout out to us seeing Team Nash on season 3. Y'all make sure y'all come back and see us, because it comes back on in the fall, y'all.
I know.
Praise God.
It comes back on in the fall. So y'all, it ain't gonna be too long before we back. But until then, why don't y'all tell them where they can find y'all?
Well, you know, you can always find your girl at Roach Baby on Instagram. That is ROACHBAYBEE. And you can find the homie Ricky.
At Ricky Vitucci on Instagram.
And guys, this has been an amazing episode, an amazing season. Thank y'all for being with us. We really appreciate y'all for riding this wave with us. Through all the hiatuses, all the breaks, we was here. Now, what? Y'all can find me, Portia Carter, at All Things Portia Carter. We out.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.